Good day, I'm Aunt Jewie James-Sawyers with JIS Media News for Monday, October 30. Coming up, operating theatre at Noel Holmes Hospital to be restored, biodigester system handed over at Hanover Health Facility, and Education Ministry working to expand admissions to Norman Manley Law School. The news in detail after the break.
The Private Security Regulation Authority, PSRA, is reminding private security companies that effective October 1, 2017, it will become mandatory for all security guards employed to have health insurance. Companies are required to provide proof that their security guards have health insurance. To be a part of the self-contributory health insurance scheme, visit psra.gov.jm or call 967-2522.
Now the news. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the new biodigester system built at the Noel Holmes Hospital in Lucy is helping to realize the country's goal of energy production and diversity. The sewage treatment plant was constructed by the Scientific Research Council as part of a wider project to open 5 wastewater treatment systems at hospitals across the island at a total cost of $389.25 million. Minister Wheatley outlines that the biodigester can be used for converting treated waste into methane gas to provide fuel for the hospital in addition to water for irrigation.
We have a very bright future as a people because we are in a position now to harness the scientific ability, the innovative capacity of our people. We are showing here that the waste that we produce has real value because we are not only addressing a public health issue, we are not only addressing a waste management issue, but we are bringing to the fore solutions that can be applied in real terms. And it is part of the government's strategy to develop our own energy security.
The project involved the conversion of outdated waste treatment systems on the hospital compound into a biodigester septic tank with funding support from the National Health Fund. The government will be engaging in discussions with stakeholders to resolve issues surrounding acceptance to the Norman Manley Law School, housed at the Mona campus of the University of the West Indies, UWI. Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Will Reid, says Cabinet has instructed that the UWI, Ministry of Justice and the Attorney General, through the General Legal Counsel, work to resolve the issue as quickly as possible. The minister was addressing the 30th Anniversary Awards Luncheon of the University Council of Jamaica, UCJ, at the Spanish Court Hotel in New Kingston on October 26. Students have voiced concern that the entry process to the regional institution appears to be unfair and expensive. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton has committed to the refurbishing of the major operating theatre at the Noel Holmes Hospital in Lucy within the shortest possible time, noting that the hospital sees approximately 11,000 outpatients and under 3,000 inpatients per year. Dr. Tufton says restoring the hospital's ability to perform major surgeries will help to boost service delivery to persons accessing public health care on the western side of the island. He adds that the estimated cost to restore the facility will be approximately $50 million.
I have asked NHF to pull that file, to review that project, and I'm going to make a special effort, if not in this financial year, but the next, to ensure that we start the repairs to the main operating theatres.
Dr. Tufton was speaking at the recent ceremony to officially hand over a refurbished sewage treatment plant, a new general ward, minor operating facility and maternity ward at the Noel Holmes Hospital. In the meantime, the Noel Holmes Hospital in Hanover has been upgraded at a cost of over $40 million. Speaking at the handing over ceremony in Lucy recently, Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton highlighted the importance of keeping the facility at acceptable standards.
You know, this hospital is a Type C facility. It therefore has minimal levels of service. It's a referral institution, meaning it refers for other specialist services to places like Cornwall Regional Hospital. But it's critical to these parts of the country. And as an extension of that, of the importance, we have to place emphasis on ensuring that it functions, that it works, and it works well.
Upgrades at the hospital included a refurbished sewage treatment plant, maternity ward, and new office space for the Hanover Health Department. That was GIS News. I'm Anjuri James-Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.